Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the fact that bad guys might not be that bad. You know, we've had several cycles within IT security. And in the beginning, but one of the earlier cycles was, hey, I'm never going to get breached, I don't need to worry about it. And we're like, no, you're going to get breached. You need to know about this. You need to know about that. Are you aware of this damage, right? And we had to educate people. And perhaps some people went a little bit too far. Now, then we shifted into this sort of like abject, oh, we're doomed. We're not going to be able to do anything. The bad guys are going to get us anyways, no matter how good we are. You know, they only need to win once. And today we're starting to see a shift back towards perhaps a little bit more optimism. You know, we've got this. We've got some backing from the board. We got some support from the executive team. I've got a good resource on my side. Maybe we'll be all right after all. So the tip today would be to move towards that third cycle, all right? It isn't as bad as it looks. One of the interesting things that we see is that security criminals are making a lot of the same mistakes that our developers have made. Talked earlier about how these criminal organizations are adopting business best practices, which is great, but at the same time, they're also adopting a lot of the same development practices that lead businesses to be breached. What that means is you end up getting buggy code, right? You have these packages for malware that can be exploited, these botnets that can be counterattacked. And we've seen it happen a couple of different ways where the security professionals, the good guys, will analyze the code of the bad guys, find a weakness, exploit it, and actually take the bad guys off the grid. They're making the same mistakes we are, and that makes them just as vulnerable, which on our side means that we can take them off the grid and get them out of an area where they're causing problems. Not uncommon at all. Part of my academy team's research project last year was looking at Wi-Fi malware, where we pulled it down, ran it through static analysis, looked at it, and there's tons of vulnerabilities that could be taken advantage of and compromised to shut it off or to reverse the exploit. Seen the exact same thing recently happen with the Lockheed malware. You may know Lockheed as that ransomware that is currently going around and basically locks up your computer, encrypts all your files, and demands money. Someone went into the Lockheed network and recently, as of this video anyways, disabled the package. So now if people are getting whacked by Lockheed, they're actually getting a faulty package that doesn't encrypt their files, doesn't demand ransomware, doesn't do anything. So there is a glimmer of hope. The bad guys are having the same problems that we are, and that's simply because people are people and we're all working with the same technology. So what can we do to capitalize on these bad guys having these same type of problems? Well, in terms of global researchers, they're gonna keep pushing, right? They're gonna keep pushing into these networks to determine what's going on, to disable them and make it better for us. So hats off to them. In terms of us who are doing corporate IT security, protecting organizations, chin up, man. Chin up, because today we won. We won a good victory against Lockheed, and tomorrow we'll win again, and the next day we'll win again. Yes, we continue to have setbacks, and yes, criminals continue to extort and win ransomware and everything else. But we have a fighting chance, and that, I think, is a very good thing to remember as we head into the weekend. Have a good one.